Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin to study God's Word, let's take a time to pray and ask Him to bless our time of study together. Heavenly Father, we love it that we get to come to Your Word every single day, knowing that You sit as a ready teacher through Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, that You desire that we would know You, and that we would know Your Son Jesus, and that we would know Your ways. And Lord, not only that we would know You, but that we would live out those ways with the power of Your Holy Spirit working within us. Pray that all that would happen today as we study this book of Esther once again. We bless You and thank You for this time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is Words of Peace and Truth, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 30. Because the time of celebration and remembrance called Purim was so important to the Jews, Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew wrote two letters of notification to tell everyone about it. In chapter 9 and verse 30 of the book of Esther, we are once again told of the widespread proclamation and the manner in which these letters were written. We read, "And he sent the letters unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth." The verse begins, "And he sent the letters unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus." We have noted previously the importance of the Jews remembering these days of Purim, and once again we see letters sent to all of them. Though the Jews were scattered over the 127 provinces of King Ahasuerus' kingdom, none of them were to be forgotten in this notification. In other words, every Jew everywhere was to know about these days of celebration as they commemorated the victory the Lord provided over their enemies. The verse goes on to say, "with words of peace and truth." Let's notice the manner in which this second letter was written. First, the letter was written with the words of peace. This word means completeness, soundness, welfare, health, and prosperity. It speaks of quietness, tranquility, and contentment, especially in a relationship with God and with humans. This letter was also written with words of truth, which means firmness, faithfulness, sureness, reliability, stability, and continuance. The Jews experienced times where their lives were threatened. They were given hope to defend themselves, and they won victories over their foes. Peace and truth were welcomed words along with this notification to celebrate the annual Feast of Purim. When we think about the Jews receiving these letters, we might understand how peace and truth are important to us as well. Many times when we go through difficult situations, peace is the last thing on our mind. Worry and fear often accompany us as we endure troubles, and when peace comes, we have rest in our souls. Truth is also important to us. As long as we abide in an infringement of the falsehood, we have a tendency to be deceived. But when we know the truth, as Jesus said, the truth will set us free. Perhaps as we ponder this verse, we will question whether we have the truth and peace of God in our circumstances. If we do, wonderful. But if we do not, maybe we should use this second letter to the Jews as a reminder that God desires His peace and truth for us as well. Next time we will see the Jews' confirmation of the days of Purim. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.